إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our fifth session, reading from Awamil Islah al-Mujtama'i, some of the essential principles of social rectification, by Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Abdul ibn Baz, rahimahullah, rahmatan wasiya. Tonight, inshallah, we're going to pick up where we left off last week, talking about the help and support and the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who believe and do good deeds and who establish His deen and who, yani, upon al-istiqamah. We're going to pick up where we left off. But before we do that, we just want to quickly review some of the points that we covered last week. There were six questions, and we just want to highlight some points from these questions for anyone who may not have been with us last week. Or perhaps, yani, we might have missed some point here or there. These are some of the important points that we covered. First question, Allah promises in the Quran, in the 14th surah, yani Surah Ibrahim, 13th and 14th ayah, to destroy the enemies of those who fear His maqam and who fear His wa'id. Explain, what does this mean? Naam, Abdul Haq.
Ibn Kathir said that al-maqam is the those, when he talks about those who fear the maqam, it's about those who fear the standing of the Yawm al-Qiyamah and think about it in the here.
And those who fear in this world, they fear the day of standing before Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Now,
and the wa'id, he said, is the punishment. Allah.
And the wa'id, he means by it, yani, the punishment of Allah, His threat of punishment. Naam.
Sheikh Asadi,
hayy Allah.
When Allah mentioned that He will replace the zalimin by those who believe, He said this is the good ending, al-aqibat al-hasana.
Okay, He will replace the zalimin, yani, with the good people. This is Al-Aqiba Al-Hasana. Naam. What about Shaykh Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'adi, his explanation of, yani, liman khafa maqami wa khafa wa'id? Anybody remember what Shaykh Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'adi says? Rahimahullah. And he said those who fear maqami, naam.
He said that those are those who have the muraqaba.
Okay, muraqaba.
They know that Allah sees them and hears them. And thus refrain them from doing bad deeds and encourage them in doing good deeds.
Naam. Those who fear maqami, he said, it means that those who fear, yani, in this world, they fear Allah's maqam, yani, standing over them, watching them, seeing them, and therefore they observe al-muraqaba, yani, they are conscious and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way of the one who knows that Allah sees them. And this necessitates that those people refrain from doing that which is disliked by Allah, and that they hasten in doing the things that are beloved or pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very important ayah, and the meaning of it is very important that we understand, because it's something that we have to apply now. And we have to fear the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now in this world, such that it will, yani, it will dictate our behavior. It will control our behavior. And it will encourage us to do good, and it will cause us to fear doing wrong. Second question, in light of the promise of Allah, yani, in light of this promise of Allah, that He would, yani, destroy the zalimeen, and that He would put the believers in place, in authority in the land after them, in light of this promise, the students of knowledge, the scholars, and etc., must be firm, steadfast, yani resistant to those who oppose the truth in their da'wah. And they must be patient and to the end of what the Shaykh said. Yani, in light of this, the students of knowledge and the scholars, they must be firm in their da'wah. And they must be patient. And what did the Shaykh yani add to this? They must, Yanam, Ya Ibrahim.
They must connect their hearts to Allah.
Critical. They must connect, tie their hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And they should fear Him subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And fear Him, not fear them. Fear Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And
Nasr.
And they have hope for victory, support, help, and success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed He is an Nasir wa Hul Wali, yani of the believers.
Now.
And He has promised that He will grant help and support and victory to those who support yani Him, meaning support His deen. Naam. This is a very important statement that Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Ibaz mentions here, being firm, yani being resistant, being yani to stand up in face of the opposition, being patient in the face of that opposition, connecting one's heart to Allah, fearing Allah, and hoping for success and victory from Allah, the one who promised that whoever supports His deen, He will support them. Question number 3, memorize the ayat from Surah Muhammad, yani 47th Surah, 7th ayat, when Allah promises to grant His help and support to Al-Mu'minun, who help and support Allah. What is this ayat? And it's Surah to Muhammad. Ya Musa.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in tansurullaha yansurukum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum.
Yuthabbit aqdamakum. Naam. Yani the meaning of this ayat? Somebody tell us the meaning. Ya Ibrahim Thani al-Sudani. Laysa al-Fulani. Naam. Yani, that Allah is saying in this ayat to the believers, oh you believe. If you support Allah's deen, if you support Allah in His deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you, He will aid you, and He will make your feet firm. Naam. How has Shaykh As-Sa'di, rahimahullah, explained the meaning in this ayat of those who help and support Allah? The meaning in this ayat. Yeah, Muhammad. We'll start with Muhammad first. In the back. Here.
Establishing the deen, calling to it, and making jihad against the enemy. And also, with all of this,
you
should be seeking the face of Allah.
And with all this, seeking the face of Allah. Now, yani, the general meaning of yani supporting Allah in this ayah, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهِ, the general meaning of it is supporting the deen of Allah, supporting the messenger of Allah. But Shaykh has given here, yani Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sa'di, he's given here a little more detailed meaning. He said it means to establish Allah's deen, yani to fulfill whatever is required by Allah's deen, and to call people to the deen, and to fight against the enemies of the deen, and doing all of that with the intention of seeking the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last part is critical, that whatever we do of good, if it's not sincerely for the sake of Allah alone, then it's absolutely useless. It's no value whatsoever. Yani doing all of that, yani for the face of Allah. Question number 5, discuss the sabab, yani the cause or the means, and the shart, the condition for the believers to receive this help and support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the sabab, yani the means through which we can achieve this support, or the shart, the condition that's necessary in order to receive this help and support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Naam, Shuaib. Okay, first, التمسك بدين الله. Yani, people have to what? That we have to hold fast to the deen of Allah. We have to stick to it. Yani, adhere to it strictly. Naam. And believing in Allah. And believing in the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What istiqamah to ala deen الله. Yani, here, of course, yani, we went into some discussion last week, but the most important thing here is that holding fast to the deen of Allah requires iman, believing in Allah and believing in the Messenger of Allah. And these are inseparable. And that's why a person doesn't enter Islam except with these two things. The shahada of la ilaha illallah, along with, inseparable from, the shahada of Muhammad Rasulullah. A person has to have iman in Allah and in His Messenger, And then the Shaykh, he said, he summarized it, al-istiqama ala deenillah. And you know that this istiqama is very, very important. We discussed in a lot of detail some of the comments of Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz, not from this writing, but from another source that I think is a benefit. And we have sent it out, yani, as notes to the class, so whoever, yani, got it, please, yani, review it and read it. And perhaps, yani, it's something that should be read more than once. And it's not something to read and put down. And if you read the daily newspaper, you read it once and you put it down. I don't think you're going to go back and read it again. And if you read it the first time, that was sufficient. No need to read again. It was already a waste of time. But this is something that has to be read again and again and again. Because we have to be reminded of these things that we have forgotten about or we have neglected. We have to attend to this. The importance of istiqamah. Last question. Memorize one of the two definitions of istiqamah from Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim or Al-Imam Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah. Yani may Allah have mercy upon both of them. Okay, give us one.
Okay, from the definition of Imam Ibn Qayyim.
Definition of Ibn Qayyim.
He said, "Hiya as-sadadu wa isabatu bin-niyati wa aqwali wal-a'mal."
Naam. Okay, somebody translate for us the meaning of this. As-sadad wal al-isaba fin-niyat wal aqwal wal a'mal. Abu Bakr, naam. Naam. I could barely hear him because I can't see him, and then my hearing is poor. But anyway, I got it, yani. He's hitting the mark, yani. Being right on point, yani, as-sadad wal isaba means being right on it, directly, yani, specifically, not around the corner somewhere, but being on point in the niyat, intentions, in the speech, and in the deeds. Yani, that our intentions have to be on target. And our speech have to be on target. And our actions, our deeds, our works, our worship has to be on point. And it has to be done sincerely for the sake of Allah. Yani, the intention. And whatever we say and whatever we do, we have to do them correctly. We have to do it correctly. It's not just a matter of a person is very sincere and then they just do it however they feel like. Or that a person strives to do it correctly, exactly, precisely, placing the hands in salat in a certain way and bowing perfectly, but the intention is not on point. It has to be the intentions, yani, and the actions have to be in accordance with the sunnah, in accordance with the... Okay, the second definition. Definition of Hafiz Ibn Rajab. Yeah, Musa.
وهو دين القيم والدين القيم من غير تعريج منه يمنة ولا يسرة.
جيد. One more line.
ويشمل ذلك ابتلاء الطاعات كلها
الظاهرة كلها الظاهرة
والباطنة وترك
منهيات كلها كذلك يعني الظاهرة والباطنة. This is a tremendous, yani, detailed definition of istiqama that Ibn Rajab rahimahullah has given, and it contains a number of points. The first point, he said that it is suluq as-sirat al-mustaqim, meaning
following,
yani, traveling upon as-sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. And then he explained what he means by the straight path, what? Ad-deen al-qayyim, yani, the upright deen, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, min ghayri ta'weej anhu yamnatan wala yasratan, yani, without any crookedness, yani, without any deviation from that straight path, neither a little to the right nor a little bit to the left, but staying straight on the path. Naam. And then he said, and this includes, this is what it is, it's traveling upon the straight path without deviating from it in any way whatsoever. But also it includes, to be clear, it includes and requires, yani, fi'l at-ta'at kulliha. Yani, that a person must do, must fulfill, must perform all acts of obedience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us. all of them. Yani outwardly and inwardly, meaning the outward deeds that are seen and the deeds of the heart that are not seen. And also the abandonment or leaving, tark, all of the manhiyat, everything that Allah has prohibited. Yani كذلك, just like that. Yani meaning outwardly and inwardly. Outwardly and inwardly. So this is a big package. Naam. This is al-istiqamah. And this is what is required from those who believe and do good deeds in order to be guaranteed the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we be upon al-istiqamah. So this is, surely this is a task. And this is what we live for. And this is what we strive for. And if we fall short, we just keep trying to hit the mark as close as possible. If we don't get the yani, bullseye, I was trying to think of another word, but maybe that's the only one, right? If we don't hit the target right in the center, at least try to get as close as possible. As close as possible. And there are a lot of hadith concerning this matter. Ibn Qayyim mentioned some of them. Naam. And Madarij. Yeah, in his book. Naam. Naam. So, Annie, please, Annie, if you're able to, try to go back and get some of the benefit from that. Hey, tonight, bi-iznillah ta'ala, I'm going to go a little bit further with what the Sheikh said, continuing where he left off at. Yani after he had mentioned that those who, yani, to those who believe that if they support the deen of Allah, then he will yani grant them success and support and victory and make their feet firm. And he also mentioned, we mentioned last week that he said it is the obligation that Allah has placed upon himself yani to support the believers. However, it's with the condition, as we just mentioned, holding fast to the deen of Allah, having iman in Allah and His Messenger, and al-istiqamah upon the deen of Allah. This is actually the means through which we will achieve the help of Allah. After this, the Shaykh mentioned, كَمَا قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He said that this, yani, is the means of achieving the help and the support and victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said in another ayat in Surah Hajj, 22nd Surah, 40th ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ الَّذِينَ إِنْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةِ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ. Allah would definitely, certainly, yani with no doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will help and He will support and He will grant victory to those who support Him. Indeed, Allah, yani support His deen. Indeed, Allah is qawi, aziz. And the one who is making this promise, He is qawi, aziz. He is all, yani, mighty and strong and powerful. And then He said that these people, who if they support His deen, He will support them. He said they are those who, if we grant them authority in the land, الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, if we make them the authority in the land, meaning they have power over the land with nobody to oppose them or to resist them. If Allah gave them that kind of authority, what will they do? Then they will establish the salat. And they will yani fulfill the zakat. And they will enjoin the ma'ruf. And they will prohibit the munkar, every kind of evil. And then Allah closed the ayah by saying, وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. That all affairs return to Allah. And the end of the affair is with Allah. And if people do what Allah required of them, the affair is with Allah. He is able to grant them help and support and victory in the land. And if they do other than that, Allah is able yani, to end their reign and to punish and whatever He wills to them. This particular ayah is a very important ayah. And yani, it's worth memorizing. Yani, if you didn't memorize Surah Hajj, at least memorize this ayah. Very important ayat. Promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support those who support His deen. And those who He placed in authority in the land, the governance over the people. Yani when He placed them in that position, they established the prayer and the zakat and enjoin the good and forbid the wrong. This is a very important yani order that Allah has given to the people and promise that He has made if they fulfill. Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sa'adi, he says in his tafsir of this ayah, and he mentions a number of things. Yani, the beginning of what he said is that those who, yani, Allah will support those who support His deen. Yani, meaning, who support His deen مخلصا له في ذلك. يعني those who support his deen, again he go back to the point of what? Doing it sincerely for him, for his sake alone, supporting his deen. Whatever they do in support of the deen is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentioned something about يعني the sifat of Allah that I mentioned in this ayah. But here I want to go to the point where he says ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ عَلَامَةُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Here the Shaykh, he says, then Allah mentions the signs of those who support him. Yani you want to know who supports Allah? These are the signs to know who it is that Allah is talking about, who if they support his deen, then he will support them. What are their signs? And the Shaykh, he said that from these signs we can know that if somebody claims that they support Allah and they support the deen of Allah, but they are not described with these characteristics, then they are kathib, they are lying. If they are not described with these descriptions, they are those who, if he places them in authority in the land, he gives them absolute authority over the land without anybody to oppose them, then they establish the salat, meaning they make sure that the prayers are performed in their times, with their arkan and their shurut, the Jumu'ah and the Jumu'ah and the Jama'at. Yani that they perform the prayers in their time, that they fulfill the conditions of the prayer, the arkan, yani preconditions of the prayer, and they fulfill the pillars, the essential pillars of the prayer. And he said, yani this is in reference to Al-Jumu'ah and Al-Jama'at. Because some Muslims believe that as long as we go to Jumu'ah, we're good. But what about the Jama'at, five times a day prayers? Also, this is required. He said that they give the zakat. This means the people who are the rulers, that they give, that they themselves give the zakat that is upon them. And not only that, but they make sure that the people under their authority also give the zakat that is upon them, and that they give it to the people who are entitled to it. That the rulers pay zakat. Yani, the millionaire, billionaire rulers, they have to pay zakat. And they have to make sure the people pay zakat who are under their custody. And they have to make sure that that zakat is given to those who deserve it. To those who deserve it. They just closed down the Trump Charity Foundation, the New York Attorney General's office. And they took whatever little money they hadn't yet stolen, and they locked it down. And they said, give us some suggestions of who you want that money that you collected to go to, and then we will approve if it's legitimate or not. That money will go to other charities that the Attorney General will approve that it goes to them or not. Meaning that it's not just a matter of collecting the zakat or collecting charity, but making sure it goes to the people who are entitled to it. Because that money that they were collecting, it wasn't going to the people who were entitled to it. They were putting it in their pockets. That's a fact. That's proven. And that's why they shut them down and froze the rest of the money that was left in their accounts, to make sure it goes to legitimate charities. Yani the Muslim ruler has to collect the zakat and make sure that it's dispensed to those who are entitled to it. And this is very important, that if we don't have a central authority to collect the zakat, then we have to make sure that we give it to those who are entitled to it. And Allah mentions Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th Surah and 60th Ayah, who are the people who are entitled to receive zakat? Not just to anybody. I think this guy is a nice guy, let me give him some of the zakat. Zakat is an obligatory duty, and there are people who have a right to it. I don't want to get stuck on this, but and it's of utmost importance. He says, and then he says, and this is really critical, he says, and they establish the prayer, and they establish the zakat, and they command the ma'aruf, and they prohibit the munkar. Here he said, the ma'aruf includes everything that is considered to be good, shar'an wa aqlan. Yani by the sharia, as classified as good, or the mind, the sound intellect, considers this thing to be good, even if it's not mentioned in the sharia. Everything that's considered to be good, by the sharia and by the sound intellect, whether it's from the rights of Allah or the rights of human beings. And prohibiting the munkar, every type of munkar, whether it's mentioned in the sharia or the mind, the sound mind, intellect, knows that this is evil. I didn't read it in the sharia, but I know this is evil. And if the sound mind tells you that something is evil, then we prohibit this. Here the Shaykh says, and this is an important principle, he said, الْأَمْرُ بِشَيْءٍ وَالنَّهِي عَنْهُ يَدْخُلْ فِيهِ مَا لَا يُتِمُّ إِلَّا بِهِ. Yani that commanding something and prohibiting something, part of that is whatever the commanding of the good and the forbidding of the wrong will not be complete without it. Yani, in other words, the fulfillment of enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong, if there's something that's necessary in order to do that, That's part of it. So the first thing he gives as an example of that, that if the commandment of the good and forbidden the wrong is dependent upon learning and teaching, then they obligate, they make it obligatory, they force the people to learn and to teach. Yani commanding the good and forbidding the wrong can't be performed unless people have knowledge. How will you command the good if you don't know what is the good? How will you forbid the wrong unless you know what is wrong? So the commanding of the good and forbidding the wrong requires that people learn and that people who know teach. So this is part of enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong, that is, forcing the people to learn and forcing the people to be taught. If the commanding of the good and forbidding the wrong is dependent upon yani the discipline and the punishment that is yani fixed in the Sharia, or that punishment which is not fixed in the Sharia, like ta'ziyah, then yani qawl bi dhalik, they fulfill this also. Yani if enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong requires punishing some people with a fixed punishment or other than fixed punishment, then they make sure that this happens, that these punishments take place. If the commandment of the good and forbidden of the wrong require that some people be made yani to be occupied with this matter of enjoining the good and forbidden the wrong, that this be the occupation, they make sure that this happens. Like the Hayat Amr ibn Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar. People who are specifically assigned, this is their occupation, this is their activity, what they have to be occupied with is enjoined, going through the streets in the Muslim land, in the marketplace and in business places, in public and private areas, enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong, and whatever is similar to that. Yani whatever is necessary in order for the completion of enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong, this also comes under the title of enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. And the Shaykh says, and the end of the affairs, all affairs go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever Allah has placed in authority and they fulfill their duty, then they will have a good end. And those who put themselves in authority by force and they follow their own desires, then they will have an evil end. I mean, that's the summary of what the Shaykh said. In the second ayat, the Shaykh mentions, وَفِي آيَةٍ أُخْرَى يَقُولُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَا يُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَا يُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. And the end of the ayat, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بِذَٰلِكَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Yani in this ayat, the Shaykh is quoting here, very important, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises those who believe. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah has promised those who believe from amongst you and who do righteous deeds, that He will place them in the earth in authority, and He will cause them to succeed, to come after the people in authority right now. He will remove those people and put new people in authority in the land, just as He caused the people before them to succeed, whoever was the authority and power in the land before them. And He will cause some people to become the succeeders of those who are in authority, and they will now be in authority. And He will also make their deen to be established, the deen that He has chosen for them, that He is pleased with for them, that it will be established. It will be yani erected in such a way that people can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He will also exchange after their condition of fear. He will give them safety after they have been in fear. And He said, this is yani due to what? That they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Ya'budunani, they are worshipping me. Wa la yushrikuna bi shay'a, and they are not associating anything whatsoever with me. And whoever disbelieves after this, then these indeed are the fasiqun. Yani Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Baz rahimahullah says, this is his promise, Azza wa Jalla. This is his promise. For those who istaqama ala al-iman wal-huda wal-amal al-salih. Yani for those who are established, upright, upon iman, believing in Allah and His angels and His books and whatever He is required to believe in, and huda, righteous guidance, and good deeds. Yani having iman, but also having, being upon the right guidance. Yarhamukallah. Also being upon the right guidance. And then that right guidance is manifested in doing good deeds. He said that He will place them in the earth to succeed as the people in authority, those who are before them, and He will make them, yani established, He will make their deen to be established, and He will grant them safety, and He will protect them from the evil of their enemies and the plots of their enemies, and He will grant them support, help, and victory over their enemies. And the Shaykh says here, four things. Number one, he will place them as authority in the earth. He will establish their deen. He will grant them safety and security from the evil of their enemies and their plots. And he will, yani, support them. He will help them. He will grant them victory. Yani, the last point is from the first ayat, and the first 3 points is from the second ayat. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he says concerning this ayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, this is the promise of Allah who is truthful, He has promised those who establish yani iman and amal as-salih from this ummah, yani he said minkum, from hadhihi al-ummah, those who have iman and righteous deeds, that He will make them, place them in authority on earth, He will establish their deen, and He will grant them safety and security. This is the summary of what He said, because He explained it in some detail, yani, but for sake of time. The point I want to make here is, He says, yani, after He mentions that and explains those points, those promises of establishing them in the earth and granting them security and making their deen established, He said, فَوَعَدَهُمُ اللَّهُ هَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ وَقْتْ نُزُولَ الْآيَةِ. Yani, that Allah has promised them these things at the time when He revealed this ayat, when they had not witnessed themselves as the rulers in the earth. They were not the rulers in the earth. And at a time when they had not, yani, their deen was not established in the land. And they did not have perfect safety and security. But Allah promised them this at that time, based upon what? حَيْثُ يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَشْرِكُونَ بِهِ شَيْعًا وَلَا يَخَفُونَ أَحَدْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. With the condition that they worship Him alone, and that they do not associate anything with Him in that worship, and that they don't fear anyone except Allah. The Shaykh says this, and this is for us now. This is for us. The Shaykh says, فَقَامَ صَدْرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ بِمَا يَفُوقُونَ عَلَى غَيْرِهِمْ. So the صدر, yani the first generation of this ummah, they did this, they fulfilled this, yani iman and righteous deeds, in such a way that was superior to anyone else before or after. فَمَكَّنَهُمْ مِنَ الْبِلَادِ وَالْعِبَادِ. So Allah gave them authority over the lands and over the people in the lands, in the east and in the west. Allah granted them conquest over all the lands. وَحَصَلَ الْأَمَلَ التَّامِ وَالتَّمْكِينَ التَّامِ. And they became, they were given, they received perfect safety and security, and the establishment of their deen in the land. فَهَذَا مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ الْعَجِيبَ الْبَاهِرَةِ لَا يَزَالُ الْأَمْرَ إِلَى قِيَامِ السَّعَةِ. And this is from the splendid, amazing signs of Allah that continue, yani that is ongoing until the establishment of the hour. Yani, this is a promise of Allah that is ongoing for any people in the earth until the establishment of the hour. مَهْمَا قَامُوا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. As long as they establish iman and righteous deeds, فَلَبُدَّ أَنْ يُوجَدْ مَا وَعَدَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Then it is of necessity that what Allah promised will come into being. If we establish iman and amal as-salih, it's of necessity, mandatory, that what Allah promised must occur. However, إِنَّمَا يُصَلِّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ الْكُفَارُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَيُذِلُّهُمْ وَيُذِيلُهُمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَحْيَانِ بِسَبَبْ يعني إِخْلَالُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. But if in fact it happened that the disbelievers and the hypocrites became authorities in the land, and they got the upper hand sometimes, this is due to the shortcoming of the Muslims in iman and amal as-salih. So what is the cause of the success and what is the cause of the lack of success? It's in the hands of the people. Yani, as long as we establish iman and amal as-salih, worship Allah alone and don't worship anything along with Him, then the promise of Allah is true, no doubt about it. And if we don't see that we are the authority in the land, and that our deen is established, and that we have safety and security, it's only because of our own shortcoming in the matter of iman and amal as-salih. After this, the Shaykh says, and that's sufficient for us, yani, if we dwell on this a little bit, and examine ourselves, And what part do every individual play? Because the group cannot do anything without the individual. Starting with ourselves, individually, one by one. Then the Shaykh says, وَمِن تَحْقِيقْ شَهَادَتِي أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Yani, now he began to talk about the second part of the Shahadatain, the realization of the testimony that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. مِن تَحْقِيقْ. From the realization of this, or the establishment, the achievement of this, it requires ta'zeem sunnatihi. Sunnah. Yani ta'zeem as-sunnah. That we honor and respect and exalt the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani from the way to realize the shahada of Muhammad Rasulullah, it requires first and foremost that the sunnah be raised up. That it be honored. That it be exalted. That the sunnah is of the utmost importance to us. It can't be, well, it's only sunnah. No, the sunnah has to have the highest position in our hearts and in our minds. Ta'zeem as-sunnah. وَالدَّعْوَةُ إِلَيْهَا. And that we call to it. Don't be selfish and practice the sunnah individually. On our own, in our homes. Rather, we must call to the sunnah. All of the people. Not only the people of sunnah, but the people who are not upon the sunnah. We must go to the people who are not upon the sunnah and call them to the sunnah. This is the way that we realize the shahada of Muhammad Rasulullah. It's not just that we say Muhammad Rasulullah and we believe he's the Messenger of Allah and we have love and respect for him, but rather we have to raise high the sunnah and we have to call to the sunnah وَتَنْفِيذ مَقَاصِدِهَا. And we must execute, implement the maqasid of the sunnah. What are the goals and objectives that the sunnah is set to establish? Then we must execute, we must fulfill those goals. وَالتَّحْذِيرْ مِنْ خِلَافِهَا. And we must warn against what is in opposition to the goals of the sunnah, to the objectives of the sunnah, to the purpose of the sunnah. We must warn against it. Naam, we have to warn against it. With wisdom, naam. But we have to warn against that which opposes the sunnah. وَالتَّفْسِيرُ الْقُرْآنِ. The last thing the Shaykh said, وَالتَّفْسِيرُ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ بِمَا فِيهَا يعني وَقَدْ يَخْفَى مِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Yani to explain the noble Qur'an by the sunnah. Biha, by the sunnah, in terms of those things that might not be, yani that might not be that might be unknown or that not understood from the ayats of Allah. For indeed, the sunnah yufassaru, yani فإنه يفسر بالسنة, yani the Quran is explained by the sunnah. ويوضح بها, and it is made clear by the sunnah. Indeed, the sunnah makes clear the Quran. It clarifies the Quran. It demonstrates the Qur'an and it gives expression to the Qur'an. That's the words of the Imam. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. As Allah said in the Qur'an, in Surah Al-Nahl, 16th Surah, 44th Ayat, وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. And we have revealed to you the dhikr, the Qur'an. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَنْ نُزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. In order for you to make clear to the people what has been revealed to them, that is the Qur'an. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And that perhaps they will reflect. Yani the Quran has been sent down and the Prophet ﷺ has been sent to make it clear so that the people can reflect and ponder, consider, yani, and act upon it. In some of the books of tafsir, most of the books of tafsir say the dhikr, it is the Quran. And some of them, like Shaykh Asadi, he said, it's called the dhikr because it reminds the people of what they are in need of from the affairs of their deen and the affairs of their dunya, that which is done openly and that which is done inwardly. And Shaykh, he also says, yani, in order that the Prophet ﷺ make clear to the people what has been revealed to them, this includes making clear to them the alfaz as well as the ma'ani. Yani, making clear to them the words of the Quran as well as the meanings of those words. As well as the meanings of the words. Sometimes we emphasize the memorization of Quran without knowing even what's the meaning of the words that we're memorizing. Is there a benefit in memorizing the Quran, just memorizing? Sure, there's benefit. But the intent behind it is to know what it means in order to act upon it. So that, yani, making clear to the people the meanings of that which has been revealed, so that they, يتفكرون, yani, يأتبرون, so they will take heed to it. As opposed to reading the Quran without paying attention to its meanings and not taking heed to it. Yani meaning, يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, to look at it and to look at ourselves and to seek guidance from it, so that we may be successfully, so we may be successful, so we may be saved, yani, in this world and in the next life. The Shaykh, he says, Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, he says concerning this, هذا الأساس العظيم, this magnificent foundation. Yani, the foundation is what? The Tawheed. The worship of Allah alone and believing in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هذا الأساس العظيم يجب أن يكون منه المنطلق للدعاة المخلصين المصلحين في الأرض. يعني that it is obligatory that this foundation of the Tawheed and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that this foundation be the starting point for the دعاة المخلصين, يعني the sincere callers to the Deen of Allah, and the مصلحين في الأرض, those who intend to cause islah in the earth, who are not just concerned about themselves, but are concerned about making islah, rectification and reformation in the earth. Those who want to take the responsibility of rectifying the society, to take it by its hand to safety, to salvation, that they may focus upon يعني هذا الإصلاح, should be focused upon أعظم عامل, the greatest factor, the greatest element, the greatest principle for rectification, and that is الإخلاص لله في العبادة, making the worship for Allah alone, والإيمان برسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام, and having إيمان in His Messenger, وتعظيم أمره ونحيه باتباع شريعته والحذر مما يخالفه, and that is يعني that we establish first and foremost the إخلاص of Allah, yani in worship, and the Iman and the Messenger of Allah, and that we exalt and we raise high the command of Allah and the prohibitions of Allah by following His Sharia, by following His Sharia, and by warning against whatever is in opposition to it. This is the foundation. After this, the Shaykh says, ثم بعد ذلك ينظر في الأوامر الأخرى التي هي تابعة لهذا الأساس. After this, the da'i, the alim, the person who wants to help to restore the society to its proper condition, to rectify, to correct the society, after establishing this foundation, then they must look at الأوامر الأخرى, the other elements of rectification, the other principles, the other active factors that are necessary for the reform of the society, those which follow this foundation, yani which come secondary after a first establishing the foundation. So therefore, he said, فَيَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ أَدَاءِ الْفَرَائِدِ اللَّهِ مِنْ صَلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَالصَّوْمِ وَالْحَجِّ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. Yani, so then from the factors of rectification of the society is the calling to the fulfillment of the obligatory duties that we are obligated to fulfill for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including salat and zakat and fasting and pilgrimage and other than that, calling to the fara'id that Allah has made obligatory upon us. وَنَهِي عَنَ الْمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَمَا دُونَهِ مِنْ سَعْرِ الْمَعَاسِ وَالشُّرُورِ, and prohibiting the things that Allah has prohibited, including first and foremost shirk and whatever is less than that, from the other sinful deeds and other evil actions. This is from the awamil ukhra, the other elements, active factors, principles for the rectification of society. Yani calling people, yani warning people, prohibiting people from that which Allah has made haram, especially a shirk and whatever is less than it, from the acts of disobedience and evil. Then he said, وَيَسْعَى بِالْإِصْلَاحِ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيِ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Yani through commanding the good and forbidding the wrong, we should strive to rectify yani the people, the condition of the people, islah bayn an-nas, but through what? Through commanding the good and forbidding the wrong. The rectification of the people, the restoration of the people to a good condition, the improvement of the betterment of the people is through commanding the good and forbidding the wrong. Without enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong, society will become corrupt and it will be destroyed, as we see all over the world today, especially in society where there is no enjoining good and forbidding the wrong. the Shaykh, he said, and also الدعوة إلى الله. Yani this is from the important factors for rectification aside, there must be da'wah in the society, calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وإصلاح ذات البين إلى غير ذلك. And also the resolution of disputes and conflicts between the people. The people have arguments and disputes, resolving their disputes. Don't just leave the people in disputes, but rather attempt, try to resolve the issues between of dispute between the people. So this one, the scholar, the da'i, the talib al-ilm, the people who want to reform this, to yani rectify the society, they have to strive بكل جهده إلى إقامة أمر الله في أرض الله. That we must make every effort to establish the command of Allah in the earth of Allah. And also, we must strive yani to cause the abandonment of what Allah has prohibited, the things He has prohibited. And that the people stop at the boundaries of Allah. Don't go beyond the bounds that Allah has set in the land. And warning against the haram, mahdura, yani bid'ah al-mahdura, yani the things, the innovations that Allah has made haram in His deen. This is very important, yani that, what, that we warn against the innovations in the deen. Then the Shaykh says, وَهَكَذَا يَكُونُ الْمُسْلِحِ الْمُوَفَّقِ. This is what we expect from the successful muslih, yani the one who wants to rectify the society. If Allah has granted him success, this is what we expect from him, that he will take these elements of yani rectification, the elements of improvement of the society, amilan, one by one, keeping in mind, bearing in mind al-asas al-mateen. Yani each one of these elements of rectification should be taken one by one. Enjoining the good, forbidding the wrong, resolution of the conflicts between the people. One by one, but always keeping in mind, in the forefront of our mind, what? The strong foundation, which is the worship of Allah alone and the yani following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that this is through yani realization of the shahada of la ilaha illallah وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا. Yani actualizing the shahadatain, عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا, actualizing it, not speaking it on the tongue. All day long we are saying أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ in the adhan, in the salat, in all kind of sayings. But he said actualizing it, realizing it, bringing it into existence, عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا, knowing its meaning and acting upon it in our lives, individually and collectively. So this da'i, this alim, this yani one who wants to rectify society, فَهُوَ يُعَلِّمُهَا النَّاسِ وَيَعَمَلُ بِهَا فِي نَفْسِهِ. Yani he teaches the people the meaning of the shahada, yani the significance of the shahada, he teaches it to the people and he acts upon it himself. Huh? And he acts upon it, or she acts upon it herself. It's not sufficient to teach the people alone. Rather, we must act upon that which we are calling to and what we are teaching. So he establishes the tawheed of Allah and he makes the worship for Allah exclusively. And he submits, surrenders and complies with the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following behind the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he accepts and receives the sunnah. وَيُعَظِّمُهَا, and he exalts the sunnah, كَمَا عَظَّمَهَا الصَّحَابَ, just as, and this is a new subject the Shaykh is going into, that he referred to early on, came back to it now, he exalts the sunnah, just as the companions of the Prophet ﷺ exalted the sunnah. And he travels upon the way of the sunnah, and upon what the sunnah requires, along with the book of Allah, كَمَا سَارَ الصَّحَابَ, just as the companions traveled upon this path. Indeed, the knowledge of the Sahaba was from the Book of Allah and from the Sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Exclusively. There were no other books at that time. مَا عَنْدَهُمْ كُتُبْ أُخْرَى. It was exclusively from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. مَا عَنْدَهُمْ كُتُبْ أُخْرَى وَإِنَّمَا جَاءَتْ الْكُتُبُ بَعَدَهُمْ. Rather, the books came after them. The books of fiqh, the books of hadith, all that came after them. They didn't have anything except the Quran and the Sunnah. أما الصحابة والتابعون فكانت سيرتهم وكانت أعمالهم مشتقات من الكتاب العظيم. Indeed, the Sahaba and those who came after them from the next generation, their way, the way they traveled, their actions, it is derived directly from the great, magnificent book, the Quran. They were reflecting upon it. And they were reading it بِقَصْدٍ صَالِحٍ, with a righteous intention. بِقَصْد الْعِلْمِ وَالْإِفَادَةِ وَالْعَمَلِ. What was their intention when they were reflecting upon the Quran and reading the Quran? Their righteous intention was they intended by it to seek knowledge, to benefit, and to act upon it. And to act upon it. Naam. And likewise with the Sunnah. They were studying it. And they were memorizing it. And they were taking from it al-ilm wal-amal, both knowledge and action. هَكَذَا كَانَ أَصْحَابُ الرَّسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهَكَذَا كَانَ التَّابِعُونَ لَهُمْ بِالْإِحْسَانِ قَبْلِ وُجُودِ الْمُؤَلَّفَاتِ فِي الْحَدِيثِ وَغَيْرِ الْحَدِيثِ. This is how the companions of the Messenger of Allah were upon, and those who followed them in excellence and in perfection before books were authored in hadith and other than hadith. فَقَدِّرْ لِنَفْسِكَ مَا هَؤُلَاءِ. Yani, so measure yourself, compare yourself to these companions of the Prophet. Put yourself in light of these people. Measure yourself by them, he says. وَاسْتَنْبَتْ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ وَسُنِّةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And derive, yani try to extract from the book of your Rabb and the sunnah of his Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yani derive your knowledge from the book of Allah and the sunnah. وَمِنْ كَلَامْ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ مَا يُعِينُكَ عَلَى فَهْمِ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى فَهْمِ السُنَّةِ. And also, don't leave this out, right? Because some people said, yani, the book and the sunnah only. But also, yani, the speech of the Ahlul Ilm. Derive knowledge from the speech of the Ahlul Ilm, that which will help you to understand the book of Allah and understand the sunnah. Some people, they read a hadith and they don't understand it. They read an ayah from the Quran. I remember a brother asked me a question about an ayah from the Quran some years ago. And I became upset because I thought he was saying something. He was saying the Quran is saying something I never knew was in the Quran. Because he didn't understand what he read. I said, what ayah is this in the Quran? And when he told me, we read the ayah and we said, that's not what it means, brother. That's not what it means. So it's important that we not just study the book and the sunnah, but we also must rely upon the Ahlul Ilm, the ulama, in order to understand the book and to understand the sunnah. And then the Shaykh, he says, he advises us, yani after this, yani seeking the knowledge from the book and the sunnah and the understanding of it from the scholars, he said, kun harisan ala ilm wal fiqh fi deen. So be diligent and eager in seeking knowledge and understanding of the deen. Every one of us should be diligent in this, not, yani, just passively. حَتَّى تَسْتَطِيَ أَن تُوَجِّهَ الْمُجْتَمَعَ إِلَى طَرِيقِ السَّوِيِّ. So that, yani, be diligent in seeking knowledge and understanding, so that you be able to direct and to guide the society to the straight path. So that you will be able to take it to the shores of safety. So that you will know, تَعْلَمْ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلْ. So you will know yourself how to act. So that you will know how to act based on knowledge and understanding. فَتَبْدَوْ بِنَفْسِكْ. So begin with your own self. وَتَجْتَهَدْ فِي إِصْلَاحِ سِيرَتَكْ. And work, strive and struggle to rectify and to correct your own self. And to hasten to every kind of good. So that you will be the first of the people in the salat. And you will be the first of the people in every time of every kind of good. And you will be the furthest of the people from evil. Yani, start with yourself. Get understanding of the book and the sunnah. So that you will know how to act. So that you can begin with yourself. So that you will first strive and struggle to rectify your own self. And then you can hasten to be the first of the people in every good. And to be the furthest of the people from evil. So that you may, yani, comply with. تَمْتَفِلْ تَنْفِيذْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَتَنْفِيذْ سُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So that you will comply with, yani, you will be in compliance with the execution tanfidh, the execution of the Book of Allah, implementing it, exacting it in ourselves, and the execution of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our actions and in our speech, with our friends and with our brothers and with our helpers, yani whoever we may be with. And then the Shaykh, yani we're going to close with this point, and he doesn't close here, but we're going to stop that. He says, هكذا يكون المؤمن وهكذا يكون الصحابة رضي الله عنهم وهكذا كان أتباعهم من التابعين وأتباع التابعين والمصلحين وأئمة الهدى. This is how the believer is. This is how the believer is. This is how the Sahaba were, رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. And this is how their atba, yani the people who came after them from the tabi'in, this is how they were. And this is how the atba tabi'in were. The muslihin, those who wanted to do islah, not just in themselves, starting with themselves, but then, yani rectifying the people around them. This is how the imams of right guidance were. Yani, the imams of right guidance, including the four imams, and before them, and after them. يَدْرُسُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. They were studying the Book of Allah. Are we studying the Book of Allah? وَيَعْمَلُونَ بِمَا فِيهِ. And they were acting upon what is in the Book of Allah. وَيُقْرِئُونَهُ النَّاسِ. And they were reading it to the people. وَيُعَلِّمُونَهُمْ إِيَّاهُ. And they were teaching the people the Book of Allah. وَيُرْسِدُونَهُمْ إِلَى مَعَانِيهِ. And they were guiding the people to the correct meanings of the Book of Allah. وَيُعَلِّمُونَهُمَ السُّنَّةِ. And they were teaching the people the Sunnah. وَيُحُثُّونَهُمْ عَلَى التَّمَسُّقِ بِهَا وَالْفِقْهِ فِيهَا. And they were encouraging the people. Naam. Our families, our children, our neighbors, our yani friends, encouraging the people to hold fast to this sunnah and to have understanding of this sunnah. وَيُوصُونَهُمْ بِتَعْظِيمِ الْأَوَامِرِ وَالنَّوَاهِي. And they were advising the people to have respect, to honor and to exalt the commands and the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْوُقُوفِ عِنْدَ الْحُدُودِ الَّتِي حَدَّهَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مُدَّةَ حَيَاتِهِمْ فِي هَذِهِ الْعَاجِلَةِ. And they also advised the people, yani, to stop at the boundaries that were set by Allah and His Messenger. And they were doing this throughout their entire lives in this ajila, yani this world that is speedily racing away. Fleeting world, life. The whole of their lives. Yani our lives have to be dedicated to this. May Allah grant us success and enable us, yani, to have the ability to fulfill our duty, yani, as Muslims, first and foremost, yani, people who have iman, who are doing good deeds, who are striving to do good deeds, the people who enjoin the good and forbid the wrong, establish the salat and the zakat, yani, may Allah grant us success to have knowledge of these affairs, to understand them properly, and to follow the sunnah, yani, in every aspect of our life, in our speech, and in our actions, in our public, in our private, with our family and our friends, at school and at work. And may Allah grant us the tawfiq to have to make He place in our hearts for us a desire to do that which will be pleasing to Him for His sake alone, and then give us the ability to implement it in our lives. And if we fall short in any affair, that we, yani, get up and repent to Allah and rectify ourselves and correct our mistakes and acknowledge our wrong and fix the affairs and turn to Allah, yani, the one who is able to mend our broken parts, our broken hearts, our broken minds, our polluted intentions, whatever it may be that we need help from. May Allah help us in it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He indeed has promised us success and His help and support and victory if we fulfill the rights that are due to Him. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.